It is not a matter of use naming names, for it might not have the barracks' disreputation, and I was the emperor of the earth to my own mind, and one or two women thought the same. Small blame to them. After we had lain there a year, Braggan, the colour sergeant of E Company, went and took a wife that was a lady's maid to come big lady in the station. She's dead now, is Annie Braggan. Died in childbed at Kirpital, or it may have been Almora. 7. 9 years gone, and Braggan he married again. But she was a pretty woman when Braggan introduced her in Canterman Society. She had eyes like the brine of a butterfly's wing, wherein the sun catches it, and a waistcoat tickered on me arm, and a little soft button of a mouth. I would have gone through all Asia, bristling with bayonets to get the kiss of her. And her hair was as long as the tail of the colonel's charger. Oh, forgive me mentioning that blundering beast in the same mouthful with Annie Braggan. But 'twas all shun gold and time, and was when it was more'n diamonds to me. There was never a pretty woman yet, and I've struck with a few, could open the door to Annie Braggan. It was in the Catholic chapel. I saw her first. Me eye roiling round, as usual, for what was to be seen. You're too good for Braggan, me love, thinks I to myself. But that's a mistake I could put straight, or me name is not Terence Mulvaney. Now, take me word for it. You are thrust there and me riding. Keep out of the married quarters, as I did not. No good ever comes of it. And there's always a chance of you being fined with your face in the dirt. A long picket in the back.